Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dan Quinn expected to speak this hour before mandatory minicamp day number one. We'll carry a lot of that towards the back half of this hour. Joining me right now, David Aldridge. Of course, David writes for The Athletic, and David was a big part of all of those TNT years and saw a lot of those highlights in their final days doing the NBA. At David Aldridge DC on X on Twitter, you tweeted something the other day that I either retweeted or liked. You said, never cared about people who have already decided before a series that they won't watch for whatever reason. Don't care what their reasons are. Don't want them on the boat. If you love hoops, you'll love this series, period. And I love hoops. Why do you love this series?
Because these are the two best teams in the league, and they've been outstanding for not just days, but for months now. You know, OKC's been the best team in the league all season, and the Pacers, I don't know what the exact record is, but something like 45-14 since New Year's Day or something like that. I mean, they've been outstanding, like, you know, the second half of the season and throughout the playoffs. And excellence should be something to celebrate, not to denigrate. And so I can't waste time with people who are not going to seriously, you know, evaluate how good a player Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is or what a clutch player Tyrese Haliburton is because they don't play in New York or L.A. or whatever your favorite big media market is. That's insane. That just stuff, you don't care about the game. You just care about your Knicks or your, you know, your Lakers or whatever. I care about the game. I love the game of basketball. I love to see it played well. The standard to me is the 2014 San Antonio Spurs. They played as good a team basketball series against a really good Miami team with LeBron at the height of his powers and blew him off the floor in 5 games. And that's the standard to me. And that, you know, the Spurs are in one of the smallest media markets in the country. I don't care. If that's where the best basketball is being played, who cares where they play it? You know, like, enjoy the game. Enjoy what you're watching. Because, you know, players this good and teams this good are not common. So you should enjoy it instead of criticizing it.
I'm with you 100%. And I've loved this entire postseason. And I'm enjoying this series as well. I want to come back to this series in a moment and talk about how great Oklahoma City is. But, you know, what are we seeing right now, David, in the NBA? You know, on the verge of a 7th consecutive different champion than the 6 years that preceded it. This was a league of dynastic runs of the same kinds of teams involved. Why are we seeing this, and what's ahead?
Well, this is socially engineered by the league. I mean, they have made, you know, they have made what they call competitive advantage, but is basically parity, their goal. And they have jerry-rigged the system to ensure or to make it all but impossible, really, to build a team and to maintain a team through the old-fashioned method of let's find two or three superstars and play them together, and we'll be able to, because we can, we're willing to pay the tax, we can buy contracts and essentially buy contracts from players, veteran players who want to come play for us, who are a little expensive but who don't make a ton of money, and we'll pay the tax on that. We don't mind doing it as long as we can keep the party going. So what made the Golden States of the world great? Obviously, it was Steph and it was Clay, but they could always bring in, whether it was an Iguodala or a Sean Livingston, you know, or David West, they could always bring in another vet, right, to just do vet things for 10 or 12 minutes a game and let the superstar shine. You can't do that anymore under this system. The tax is so regressive. The tax is so punitive. And it's not just the tax. It is the restrictions on trades. It's the restriction on draft picks if you're a second apron team for more than a couple of years. And it's impossible. It's just impossible to operate as a second apron team for very long. Even, look, the Celtics, this most storied franchise in the history of this league, they're not only are they selling the team because of the just incredible luxury tax payments that they have, which really impacts that the families in terms of their, you know, their ability to pass their wealth on to their kids. But they are going to break up their team that just won the NBA championship last year. And they're not doing it because those guys can't play anymore. They're doing it because it's too expensive. They can't keep it together. They cannot keep that team together and pay that kind of tax. And you add to that Tatum's injury, of course. But even before Tatum got hurt, they were going in that direction. And that's just what this system is designed to do. And so the teams that normally would be at the top and be willing to spend whatever it took, nobody can do it for very long. You just can't do it. You can't pay that much tax and have your picks frozen. Like, there's no way you can build a team. There's no way you can maintain a good team. So that's why you have so much turnover from year to year in terms of who the best teams are.
Yeah. You know, it's ironic that the NFL and Pete Rozelle sort of designed a system for parity, and yet the most dynastic run, we saw two iterations of it with the Patriots in the 21st century. But basketball, is heading in that direction. But I want to know if you still agree with something that I know we've talked about before. You know, even in this new era, it's still, to me, to win an NBA title requires a top five-ish superstar player. You know, we have not had since the 04 Pistons a team win the title without having a debatable top five superstar lead the way. Do you think that that is still a requirement moving forward? Now, if the Pacers win, and I don't think they will, that would break the trend. But obviously, if Oklahoma City wins, the trend continues. What do you say?
Right. I mean, it's always easier to build a championship team around a top 10, top five player. It's not a coincidence, to your point, that each of these seven different champions, each of these six different champions, had a first ballot Hall of Fame player on their roster that they could build around. The problem is there's not many of those to go around. So a lot of teams, and Indiana is a perfect example of that, have decided that they are going to try and build teams obviously around their best player. And Halliburton is, you know, a very good player, maybe a great player. But it's much more about the strength of numbers that the Warriors used to talk about, their depth, basically. You have to have a lot of depth. And teams are going more the depth route now. We're going to try and build a team where we can play 9, 10, 11 guys comfortably and incredibly during the regular season. And maybe that gets reduced to 8 or 9 during the playoffs. But we're going to roll as many guys out there as we can to try and make up for a perhaps perceived talent deficit. And it's just more economical, right? Again, to the earlier point about parity. So the Pacers getting to the finals, I think, and to a certain degree, the Knicks. I mean, Brunson's their best player. Brunson's an, you know, all NBA player. Is he top five in the league? Probably not. Probably not, realistically. But he's top 15. So the goal may be now, Kevin, let's get a top 15 player and see if we can put enough guys around him and be intentional about how we build a team around him that we can compete at the higher levels. And I think that's what you're going to see more of in the coming years.
talking to David Aldridge before we get back to these NBA finals. You know, I've talked about you got to be patient when it comes to our team here, the Wizards. But ultimately, they're going to have to get it right on a couple of big time, you know, players. Like you said, you know, maybe it's a top 15 with another two or three top 15 guys on the team. But how do you feel about, you know, this new era of Wizards basketball 2 years into this venture?
I mean, obviously, look, this was a crushing disappointment for them. They were,
I wouldn't say they were,
and you can't anticipate, it's a lottery. You can't anticipate you're going to get the top two pick, but they certainly were hopeful, and they were clear, and they were, that they were going to tank this season in the hopes that they could get a top three pick, and did everything to try and make that possible. And six is, no matter how they spend it, is an awful result. Just awful. It's just terrible. Now, having said that, you can't whiff on six. You can't just throw your hands up and say, well, there's no good players. No. You're going to go all the way in on a rebuild like they're doing and go all the way to the bottom. You can't miss on draft picks, ever. That's the Oklahoma City model, is that we're going to take so many swings at this that even if we miss one or two, we're going to hit some home runs. The Wizards have yet to hit a home run. I don't see it yet. I think some of their guys have a chance to be good role players, but I don't think there's anybody on this roster yet that's the guy that you go, wow, he's going to be. So whether they stay at six or they try to move up a couple of spots through a trade, they got to get somebody that's impactful this year, and they got to get somebody that's impactful next year, like a real guy that you can build around. I happen to think Trey Johnson's a real guy you can build around. I shouldn't say every team in the league. Most teams in the league have a guy like Trey Johnson, whether it's, you know, Devin Booker or Jamal Murray, neither of whom were top five picks, right? You need a guy that can just go get you a bucket. That's what this league is about. Guys, you still need guys that can get you a bucket. And Trey Johnson can get you a bucket. And so to me, however, I don't know where he falls in the draft because I don't know what Philly's doing.
Somewhere around there. Somewhere around six.
I don't know what Philly's doing at three. If Philly keeps the pick, maybe, I don't think they would take him, but somebody might try to trade up to get him. That's my point. Like, so you may have to trade up to three to get him, you know? I don't know. But that's the type of guy I think would be an impactful guy for the Wizards at six, if they stay there. You could also go – there's another thing that teams are doing now. More teams are going big, bigger than ever. Everybody wants to play with two bigs. You see Oklahoma City does it with Hartenstein and with Holmgren. You could make a case for taking Malawach at six. You could. If you think Sarr is not – a long-term answer at center, and he may not be, and you want to take a real center and move Sarr to the four, and you're 7-1 and 7-2 in the back, that's a strategy. We'll see. I don't know if it'll work, but that makes sense the way the league is going right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, it really would have been, and I'm sure you contemplated this as well. But if they had landed at number one, even if Flag, you know, way down the road proved to be just a good player and not a transcendent player, immediately the Wizards would have become relevant. And it's been so long since they've been relevant. And actually, with that in mind, and we'll come back to the NBA Finals, I just wanted to mention something that I mentioned to Tommy the other day, to Lavera the other day. The other night on Monumental, David, they had Game 7 of the 78 NBA Finals on, as it was broadcast by CBS with Musburger and Rick Barry on the call. Have you watched that game on YouTube ever?
Oh, sure. I watched it live when I was 13 years old.
Well, I know that. We both did. But have you watched the replay at any point in the last several years? Because it's available on YouTube.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. I've seen a few. You know, I watched a few of their playoff games in that 77, 78, 79 stretch. You know, go back and look at it.
What strikes you about the basketball then versus now?
Oh, God, it's a completely different game. It's
so different.
That was pre-three-point line. You know, like they didn't even have a three-point line.
There's
So, you know, everything was in the paint. There was 10 feet in the paint. You know what I mean? Like every 20 feet in the paint, both teams. So, yeah, no, I mean, it's a completely different game. It's like pre-World War II baseball. It's a completely different game. You know, I mean, you watch it for the entertainment value, but you understand like there's nothing that anchors that era of basketball to this era of basketball. But you know, it was fun watching Charles Johnson hit a half court shot at the end of the third quarter.
Almost three quarters court.
Yeah, and Kupchak's 3-point play, which was the biggest play of that game 7. You know, so. That was fun. It's always fun to go back and look at, you know, an era where the Wizards' bullets were actually good.
Of course, the NBA wasn't even that relevant in that moment. But you know what? What struck me, and you didn't say this, but the differences in the way the game was played, obviously, because of no 3-point line. But I'm telling you, man, the skill difference is just so significantly different. I mean.
Sure.
The players of today, forget the athleticism conversation, evolution, the whole thing. The skill level is just so much greater. I think it's so much greater now than it was even 25 years ago. But you go back 48 years ago, and it is completely different.
Yeah, I mean, I think too many times, Kevin, people kind of conflate skill level with, are they good basketball players?
Yeah,
you know, the skill level is off the charts. Yes, they can. Their dribbling is better. Their shooting is better.
No. Fair.
All of that
fair.
Stuff.
Yes.
But are they better basketball players? That's my kind of, you know, bottom line. Some of them are. Some of them are not. So that's where I am on it. Like, I can't like unilaterally say the game is just better now because they're more skilled. Some of them are very much more skilled. And some of them are great basketball players, but some of them aren't. And so you have to kind of take that with a grain of salt, I think.
All right. Let's get back to what's at hand. I never let the regular season sort of make me think that it's just going to be an extension, because I think the playoffs are a completely different product altogether in the NBA. But, man, Oklahoma City, David, I mean, even though, you know, you kind of have to earn your way historically to an NBA championship, you know, you win one series year one, two the next. I mean, this has been the best team of the postseason. I'm not even sure it's close. Talk about how great this team is, and maybe even put it in terms of some recent historical context.
Well, you can just go back to last year. The Celtics, if you – I –
True. And, yeah, 17-3 in the postseason, yeah.
Well, yes, but also regular season. So you add them up and see what their record was. And the Celtics' record was, I think, 80-21 if you add the playoffs. So, and that made them one of, and I looked this up. So this was, I wrote this after they won. They were the 10th greatest team of all time. If you look at win percent, total win percentage of regular season and playoffs, because they go 63 or maybe they were 81-20.
64-18, and they were 16-3 in the postseason. Yeah, so they were 80-21.
80-21. So, you know, OKC won 68-14. And let's see, it went three. I'm going by losses always. They lost three. They lost none. I can't remember. But anyway.
They've lost five so far. Three to Denver, one to Minnesota, one to Indiana.
Yeah, they're on pace to be somewhere, or if they win 16 and win the championship, they will be at 84 and whatever. That will make them one of the most successful teams in the history of basketball. Period. End of sentence. They'll be a top 10 team of all time if you add regular season and playoff wins. So their defense is, you know, I've said this, and I will write about it at some point, hopefully before the series is over. I hate comparing eras because people bring their own biases to it, but I do believe that they are comparable to the first Bulls three-peat championship team. That was not the Rodman years. That was the Horace Grant years, because that team was incredibly athletic defensively. Their ability
the team
to
that beat
track,
the Lakers in the final for his first.
Correct. And then, and yes, yeah. That's right. And so, and then went and then beat Portland and then beat Phoenix for the first three.
Right.
Because that Jordan was still at that point a great on-ball defender. He, you know, as he got older, he was not quite as great on ball, but he was still smart and knew how to play team defense. Pippen was lethal defensively, and Horace Grant was terrific defensively. So his ability to hedge, to trap, to hedge on a pick and roll, to force it back to the middle and then get back to his man to recover was amazing, you know, and they were connected. They just, all five guys were connected. This team reminds me of that team. But their ability to play five defensive players together, their ability to switch, their ability to contest, they're obviously they get their hands on everything. They're very aggressive. But it's not so much their hands, it's their feet and their ability to move and to take space away and to take driving lanes away and to make people one-dimensional. It's remarkable. Their defense is sensational. It's not good. It's sensational. And assuming that they win this series, and I do think they will win it, I think it'll take six games, but I think they'll win it, they'll be one of the best defensive teams in the modern era. Absolutely. You know, Caruso is just a Swiss Army knife. You just put him on anybody, you know, and he shuts them. He doesn't shut them down, but he really makes them inefficient. Like, he really makes them inefficient. The defense he played on Jokic in that series was insane.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of giving away 70 pounds and 6 inches, whatever it is, you know, like, and they've got, you know, multiple guys. Dort is a linebacker playing in the NFL. Like, he's physical, but he moves his feet so well. He takes charge. He's diving on the floor for loose balls. You know, they're really good. Shea is a really solid, good defensive player. He's not getting, they're not hunting him. You can't hunt him. Like Indiana hunted Brunson in the conference finals. You can't hunt Shea.
Right.
Like, he's pretty good. Like, you're not going to get a lot out of that. You know, so there's, and then they got size in the back, you know, with Hartenstein, who's, you know, more of a space eater, not really a lockdown guy, but Holmgren's a great shot blocker. Really good weak side shot blocker. You know, so they get you at multiple levels. It's really hard to score against this team consistently. They're really good. So that's where I would say they are one of the better teams of this era, I think, if they go ahead and finish this thing off.
Yeah, I mean, well said. I can't remember a defensive team in the postseason like this one. I don't think I've ever seen a half of defense like the half they played in game one against the Pacers. And, you know, it's not just their starting five. Basically, you know, they're like 10 players, any five on the floor, they can switch one through five and shut you down. It's so impressive to watch. So you gave me your prediction the rest of the way. You like the Thunder. You like Indiana to win one more game. I'll finish up with this because this is a topic du jour for those of us that are paying attention to it. But what is Tyrese Halliburton to you?
He's a really good player, Kevin. I mean, and look, you can't go on a run that he's going on and say it's luck or a fluke or whatever that. No, he's made four game-winning shots or game-tying shots in the last 2 seconds of regulation. Four times in the playoffs. That's not luck. All right, that's a guy that's confident and can get to his spot and takes difficult shots under duress. You know, he is a, if he's not a top five player in this league, you can certainly make an argument he's a top 10 player in this league. They play off of him. They feed off of him. They need his energy. He has this habit of kind of disappearing because he's trying to get other people involved. I don't think he has the luxury of doing that in this series. I think he's got to be intentional about getting to the rim and pushing the pace and getting, not just getting other guys' shots, but taking it to the basket and getting to the foul line. They feed off of his energy. And I think that's why I think the Pacers will win at least one more game in this series, because he'll play better. He's always followed clunkers with really good games the next game. He had a clunker the other night. He will play better tomorrow. They will play better tomorrow. I think they will win game three, and then game four will be the series. Whoever wins that game wins the series. And I happen to think it'll be Oklahoma City, but we'll see. We'll see.
Appreciate you doing this. Follow David on X at David Aldridge DC. His book with John Hollinger came out late in the fall of this past year. It's called The Basketball 100, The Story of the Greatest Players in NBA History. Appreciate you doing this. Enjoy the rest of it. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it, man.
David Aldridge, everybody. Dan Quinn set to speak out in Ashburn prior to mandatory minicamp day number one. We'll carry that for you. You'll hear it coming up. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. You can download the Odyssey app and listen to us wherever you are, whenever you want. You can watch the show now on the Team 980's YouTube page. Hit the subscribe button when you get there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.